From Lubbock to Laredo, El Paso to Houston, and Dallas to Brownsville, we're Talking Texas with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without the corporate management muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, Governor Abbott talks border today, and former President Trump to tour the border in a big photo op with Abbott on 30 June. News on Biden's border disaster later in the show in our Lone Star story of the day. The governor signed some bills. One is the bill that hopes to stop critical race theory and other ugly racist dogma from being indoctrinated into our children through our public schools. We'll get to that and more in related news. We've got an item from the Takes One to Know One file in the political stack and much more ahead. Tons of Texas news to get to. Listen anytime, anywhere, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show at PrattOnTexas.com. It is, my friends, as always, a great day to be a Texan. And we're so happy to welcome to Q Country 96.1, a new sponsor there in Abilene, Winters Dozer Service with us. They're your source for property improvement and conservation services, including land clearing, pond construction, terrace construction. They know all about fencing as well, the highest quality work. And key part here, they have strong equipment availability. So many folks can't get their hands on the equipment they need and can't get the job done. Well, Hunter Davis and the crew at Winters Dozer Service can indeed take good care of you, and we're so glad to have them as an official sponsor of Pratt on Texas in the big country. Well, my friends, we've got a big event coming up on that date, that same day Trump's going to go tour the border, June 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Denton Valley Farms, Standing Strong, a celebration of liberty, an evening of inspiration and hope for our country and conservative values, music, food from Bell's Chicken Dinner House. It's a ticketed event, obviously, having to cater it and all of that. Put on by our friends at Denton Valley Farms and Q Country 96.1 FM. Get your tickets now. Be that evening, Wednesday the 30th of June, and tickets information you can find there at the Q Country website or at PrattOnTexas.com. Would love to have you there. Going to be a big event. I'm not going to tell you why, but there's going to be some special pressure on me that doesn't normally happen at these events. So I don't know. It may make me fall apart. I probably make me do my best. By the way, for those of you who have been interested in going down and seeing Dr. Zuniga, Sylvia Zuniga, Dental Care, keep getting inquiries on that. You just go to PrattOnTexas.com, click on the banner. You can find out all about it in Costa Rica for your dental service and fill the form out. And that's how we do that. Just to let you know, Southwest Airlines has done a sale, started yesterday and runs through tomorrow with a coupon code SAVE50. 50% sale for its 50th anniversary and includes flights to Costa Rica. The coupon code they use is SAVE50, 50. 50% off Southwest Airline flights to Costa Rica, read the headline in the Tico Times down in Costa Rica. And my wife told me she saw it in her email too yesterday. So you got till tomorrow to do that. And I know we have several folks heading down there now. As a matter of fact, Dental Care, just go to PrattOnTexas.com, click on the banner and find out about that. All right, my friends, today in Texas history, well, June 16th, 1855, 200 French colonists arrived at the colony of La Reunion, located on the south bank of the Trinity River near central Dallas County, where about the city limits of Dallas. It was a utopian experiment. There were a lot of these from France, and they landed in Galveston, traveled all the way up there. They arrived on June 16th at La Reunion. And a lot of them left after they got there. It didn't work like a lot of these utopianist, quasi-socialist things. They all fall apart financially. They just don't work. And they peaked at 300 in the fall of 1856, and that was about it. It was one of these communal deals. Just didn't work. Well, you say, well, La Reunion, what's that in Dallas? Why do you bring that up? Well, you ever wondered where the former NBA arena and concert arena got its name, Reunion Center, and next to it, still there with Wolfgang Puck restaurant in it, Reunion Tower, and that giant Hyatt development there is part of that development? Why do you think it's called Reunion? That's right, because of La Reunion, where they were there. That's so you know a little more Texas history than you knew before. Now that name has meaning to you. Our Texas history sponsored by USA Investigations, professional surveillance, witness interviews and statements and more. Investigate for more at usainvestigations.net. Our Lone Star story of the day is about the border. The governor's making comments today, and we'll get to all of that later in the show. Don't forget AlliedCompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. If you're hiring, check for safety with drug testing. Find out more at AlliedCompliance.com. I did a long-form interview with Dr. Merrill Matthews, our friend at the Institute for Policy Innovation, and about the dangers. I'm very, very worried about inflation. Janet Yellen now, the Treasury Secretary, saying inflation would be good for us. This is right out of the European left. Inflation is deadly. I mean, seriously bad. And also paying people not to work. It's a really good interview. You'll find it at the podcast page, about half an hour long, I think, maybe a little longer, I'm not sure. But this is a little sample of when we were talking about inflation with Dr. Merrill Matthews of the Institute for Policy Innovation.
It hurts people on fixed incomes the most because their prices go up, but they're not getting an increase by and large in their income coming in. So if they're on a pension or Social Security, they struggle the most under this. But in addition, people who want to go out and buy a house or something, if you're having to pay significant amounts of if the interest rates are high because this filters through and puts high interest rates in there. So it filters all the way through the economy. And then, of course, as prices go up, people demand higher wages in order to be able to afford what they're doing, what they want to be able to buy. So it creates a real drag on the economy. And then one key aspect of this is the federal debt, because the federal government has to pay interest on the federal debt. And we have we've actually had it's been merciful for the last decade or so, where interest rates are really, really low. The interest rates on the federal debt has been low, and that's allowed Washington to continue borrowing huge amounts of money.
Hear the full interview with Dr. Matthews at proudontexas.com or right over straight on the official podcast page. Well, my friends, more on this arrest in the Haley Dunn case. The story out now from DPS is that DNA was used, may have what been led to this arrest, and they just now apparently took this sample recently and tested them. Interestingly, KOSA out of Midland, Odessa has a story. Dunn family private investigator claims Scurry County, that's Snyder area, Scurry County law enforcement stalled this arrest of Deshaun Atkins for years. This investigator, Morse, said she's angry. She's not just relieved, she's angry because of the arrest. She thinks the case could have been open and shut years ago. Clint Dunn and I were both told that when Haley was found, that Sean would be arrested. That was 2013, the day after she is positively ID'd by Scurry County DA's office, the DA's office in Scurry County then that day requested the case based off jurisdiction and then stalled it for 7 years, she asserts. In the 6 years since she started working on the case, Moore said she brought many tips to the DA's investigator and believes they were never followed up on. On top of that, she said there's a key piece of physical evidence that was submitted to the DA's office in 2018 connecting Atkins to the murder, but it wasn't tested until recently. And lo and behold, the results are exactly what we expected them to be, Morse claims. The KOSA called John McDaniel, an investigator in Scurry County's DA's office, and he denies all these allegations. But, you know, who knows? All that'll come out when you get to trial, guarantee you. So the investigator claiming Scurry County's been stalling on this. FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force arrested Imad Eden Wadi, 64 years old. He owns some import-export businesses. They arrested him in San Antonio. He's a San Antonio resident. Federal juries indicted him with conspiracy to kill, kidnap, maim, or injure people and damage property in another country, and providing material support to a designated terrorist organization. They got all kinds of conversations in this story where he was trying to help out the jihadists and love what they were doing in Syria. Back in a moment.
Stay in the saddle. Proud on Texas will be right back.
I've told you about my wonderful experience with Dr. Silvia Zuniga in dental care in Costa Rica. Not only was it among the most positive experiences and best dental work I've experienced, my trip to Costa Rica, one of the hottest tourist destinations on the planet, included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and even a private driver, and the entire bill, total spending, was less than half of the best quote I got at home, a quote that was for much less dental work than I obtained from Dr. Zuniga. A couple from Lubbock now knows what I mean. They wrote to say, we used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but for my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know. If you have big dental needs and challenges, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com.
Some claim to cover Texas. Here's a man who proves his claim daily. It's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Out of the business news stack, the famed La Quintera Resort and Spa in San Antonio, which is owned by USAA Real Estate, they have now sold this to some Ohana real estate investors. It's since it opened in 1999, it's racked up tons of awards, including a spot on Condé Nast Traveler's Best Resorts in North America 4 years in a row. And Texas Motor Speedway dramatically reducing the number of seats. You know, when they started, they had 100,000 and a bunch of suites. They're continuing a downsizing, saying there's nobody wants that big of a facility anymore. What that tells you is that NASCAR is not drawing what it used to, because they could fill it if the event was drawing it. Southwest Airlines, again, I mentioned that special sale through tomorrow, 50% off tickets to Costa Rica. If you want to get down and get your dental work done, go to prattontexas.com, click on the banner, get all that form filled out, and we'll get you going with Dr. Zuniga, but you can get your tickets now. Southwest still struggling with tons of cancellations and flight delays today. As of mid-morning, they canceled nearly 300 flights and more than 400 delayed. All this, American actually had to cancel about 40 and delay 90. Apparently, there was a problem with a weather data supplier or contractor. It supplies weather data, and this delayed 1,500 flights, plus the FAA briefly grounded them, and they had to cancel 560 over a network issue. Strange stuff. Texas Bullet Train Group inks a deal with Milan. That's Italian. One of the best, most beautiful design work in the world is done in Milan. They know how to make things beautiful. Design firm WeBuild will oversee heavy construction of the planned 236-mile project from the Texas Central Railroad. Neiman Marcus emerged out of bankruptcy in September, I think it was, and now they are going to spend $500 million on new investments. That's right. Booming luxury sales is back, and they're going to purchase Stylize Inc., a tech startup that recommends outfits for customers and stuff like that. They're going to remodel stores and all speed up deliveries, new technology, you name it. Federal judge blocked Biden's pause on new oil and gas leases. This is great news in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. District Judge said, look, you can't do this. What are you doing? There's no rational explanation in your pause to cancel the lease sales. And so they're claiming, you know, they didn't follow the rules. Remember that happened to the Trump administration a lot, too. They'd say, well, you didn't go through the proper hoops. This has been stopped. That's good for now. TEA out with some numbers. Students in Texas, standardized test scores showed big declines in math. They didn't even test last year in 2020. So 2019 to 2020, students fell dramatically behind in math during the pandemic when, of course, they weren't in school. Algebra tests in high school students this year show major decline in performance compared to 2019, and as always, particularly among Black, Hispanic, and lower-income students, those who just don't have as much support at home often in background. The English test dipped as well, but it was slight, so they're acting like that was a good thing. No, it went down. That's not a good thing. Chronicle story says, Houston Chronicle, taking together the scores offer one of the state's earliest looks at the academic fallout from the pandemic, which upended tech education across Texas and pushed millions of children online, blah, blah, blah. No, politicians and others upended education. They could have gone to school. We had experts right then, even CDC people saying the children were not at big risk early on anyway. But it fell pretty bad. You know, only 88% could pass the Algebra 1 test. Only 88% way back in 2019, it fell to 74%. But worse, those who scored on grade level dropped from 66% to 42%. So only 42 even performing at their grade level. So far less than half of students. You had falls in the English 1 and 2 tests. and school districts will not get a state-issued academic accountability rating this year because somehow parents don't have the right when there's been a tough time to know how badly their schools are failing. I don't get it all. All right. So, there was a big report out from one of the moving companies. Is it American Van Lines? Yeah, North American Van Lines. Americans are fleeing California, New York for Florida and Texas. NTD had the story. I think maybe they got it from the Epoch Times, but said despite the pandemic year, they've been leaving. They actually used the word, are fleeing California to Texas and Idaho, although New York, New Jersey, and Illinois are the three states with the most outbound moves. City most popular as a moving destination now is Phoenix. Well, that'll slow down once they go and visit it in the middle of the summer. And next on the list are Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, and Denver. And they talk about lower taxes in Texas, stuff like that, bringing them in. And that's how it works. People vote with their feet, and the left tries to figure out every way they can to not let them. You know, it's a Biden stuff with the advanced nations trying to get a global tax on companies and stuff. That's just so that nobody can ever vote with their feet when governments begin to oppress them. And that way the left can just ratchet it all up on everybody at the same time and not worry about losing the companies. Of course, what happens is the companies just don't make money or they go out of business. But leftists can't understand that kind of stuff because it's far too simple. And speaking of leftists, this has been going on. I read all the Rio Grande Valley press every day. Been going on for a long time. Here's an area that's been economically moribund for decades and decades. Always has double or triple the unemployment rate. Usually double the rest of the state. Sometimes triple. But of course, leftists don't care about people getting jobs. They're always bleeding hearts. They really don't care. And you've got this group down there, Save RGV, Save the Rio Grande Valley. It's an amalgamation of just pure leftist and, you know, an environmental leftist. They don't like the economic growth now. What's happened with SpaceX moving in and people getting jobs and things booming and they want to stop it. And they have their political allies too. There was a big piece out in Brownsville Herald, Cameron County DA, SpaceX may be violating Texas law. Well, if they're violating Texas law, investigate and go issue some citations. It's talking about the security people not having a DPS security license, possibly, and they may be closing a couple of roads that's not legal to close, except that if you read it, I think they had permission. Maybe they went hours over, whatever. It's pure harassment, and it's a big story. It's gone national. The DA down there, big leftist Democrat, and he says he sent the letter to them, but he sent it to Save RGV, too. In other words, he's working on behalf of these radical leftist groups. You know, this is what I've heard all my life, even in the city in which I live. Well, we never have jobs in our part of town. We don't get any economic growth. Nobody invests here. And then the second somebody opens a business over there, even folks, even a retail store like Dollar General, what do? They're all over the media complaining about it and don't want it in their community. Oh, we open a new plant. It's going to employ people. No, we don't want that in the area. I've heard this my whole life, these leftists, bunch of idiots. Well, there's more to it. And of course, our friend Bob Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com, by the time I sent him the story out of Cameron County, he already had another version from another press outlet and says, oh, the FAA's in on it too. His headline, FAA local Texas DA and environmental group out to get SpaceX and Starship. Of course they are. They can't make all these ridiculous claims and things. They don't want growth. If you care about this stuff, I recommend the compendium. That Brownsville Herald piece is very good. And then the compendium with the links from The Verge and other places by Zimmerman, go to BehindTheBlack.com. This is what I've seen all my life. We want jobs, we want jobs. No, we don't really want jobs. You know, we're not invested in. They know the state doesn't, it's always about government. Government doesn't spend enough here. We need jobs. Our people are poor. And then jobs come in. And it's always even to the point of protesting them publicly, not having them there. It's like idiots that buy a house underneath an airport's runway and then start screaming to the media that the airport needs to move when the airport was there first. By the way, from the Takes One to Know One file, the lieutenant governor's just a jerk. Lyle Larson takes on Dan Patrick. This is a podcast that their extremely leftist columnist does at the San Antonio Express News. And Larson, the state rep, goes on, and he talks about, he says, the lieutenant governor's a jerk. He's not a good man. I've had meetings face-to-face. He's soulless. You know, that's a funny choice of words given Larson's opposed to the very things that Patrick champions, and he champions them because of God's instruction and his word. Larson's a liberal, and he says terrible things, and he brags about his friendship with Joe Strauss. Larson's not a Republican. He's a liberal. That's why he doesn't like Dan Patrick.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Native Texan, or just got here as soon as you could. Welcome to Pratt on Texas. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Well, my friends, the Governor Abbott signed the Zuck Bucks ban. That is great news. That's the bill that where these private people can't come in and hand it to local tons of money, millions of bucks to local officials to turn out. It was totally designed to turn out Democrat votes, and we're going to ban that in the state. That's good. Abbott signed a bill to establish an I-27 advisory committee for the Ports to Plains corridor. This was a bill authored by Senator Perry of Lubbock, and it's got a lot of folks behind it, and they're very excited about it up and down from Laredo all the way to the top of Texas. And so they'll have a functioning advisory committee for TxDOT to help steer them into ways to help get that thing built up. Abbott signed the Texas medical marijuana expansion into law. This people with post-traumatic stress disorder and any form of cancer will soon be eligible to get medical marijuana in Texas. Again, early in the session, I kept telling you the single biggest fascination with the press in Texas. I mean, they just, like, this is the biggest bill out there. It's constant stories on, well, we legalize marijuana, 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 marijuana. It's really funny. They didn't, even though Las Vegas Sands spent, what, over $7 million lobbying for gambling, they wrote some stories on that too, but it never really caught on because, you know, they weren't being paid to do that, but they all, maybe a lot of these reporters like to sit and smoke dope. I don't know. But it sure is interesting how that they've been, the last several sessions, that's their number one fascination across the media as a whole statewide. I get a rare look at that because I'm one of the only people in the state that reviews it all. There are some guys that they read the top paper here and two or three or four, and they think they review the press. I do so much more. It's amazing their universal fascination with marijuana. Texas critical race theory bill limiting teaching of current events signed into law. Piece by Kate McGee at the Texas Tribune. Once again, they lie about a lot of this or mislead about what the bill does and includes you got to study a list of founding documents, includes additional historical documents that the Dems got put in. And then you get the comment, still many educators and education advocacy groups had opposed the bill. They're all, opponents say it limits honest conversation about race and racism in American society and forces teachers to equivocate on controversial or sensitive topics. One, they shouldn't be indoctrinating students with their opinions. They should simply be exposing them to history. And then they write, it also prohibits students from getting extra credit for participating in civic activities. That's because these liberal schools are giving people class credit to go out and be leftist protesters. We know what was going on. But here's the thing. I keep reading all these education groups and these unions, teachers unions, associations oppose the bill. It limits teachers. You know what it limits? So are those groups pro-racism and are these teachers a bunch of racists? I ask it again. Because according to the Texas Tribune's own report back in the session, Representative Toth's legislation says a teacher, here's what it does, cannot, quote, require or make part of a course, and then a series of several race-related concepts, including ideas that one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex. In other words, it bans racism, or that someone is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive simply because of their race or sex. That's what the bill does. It also bans use of that racist 1619 New York Times project that's already been debunked as extraordinarily inaccurate historically. It's crazy. But education, reads later again, but education advocacy groups said the law is ultimately politically motivated. And critical race theory isn't? Well, no, Robert, it's to get the truth. No, then you're a moron. I mean, you're an indisputable moron. You're an ignoramus beyond anything. Critical theory is a political construct. It is a Marxist political construct out of the Frankfurt School. That is what it is. Critical race theory is a political idea. The entire fundamental ideas in it are all based on politics. I mean, you don't even know, you leftists don't even know your own stuff when you don't know that. The whole concept of critical theory is that none of this stuff exists naturally. In other words, it's a denial of original sin and God's order. It's Marxism. But it's all a creation of political constructs. Anyway, it's so funny. The bill is motivated by politics, and what it bans isn't, you morons. Transgender students protected by in school by Title IX, the Department of Education says. Except, what does that mean? They say homosexual students deserve the same opportunity to learn and thrive in schools. Who's free from discrimination? Who's discriminating against them? I didn't know they weren't being allowed to go to school. Oh, but they can't play the sports they want. Wait a minute, we already have discrimination there. There's discrimination in everything. They discriminate on whether you got there on time or not, and if you didn't, you get in trouble. We discriminate between sexes. We have girls' sports, that's what Title IX is, and boys' sports. There's no there's natural discrimination there. So it's not discrimination that boys, biological boys, are supposed to play boys' sports and girls' sports, whatever, unless there happen to be, you know, co-ed type sports. And they say it's not clear how this new interpretation, what it means for the anti-trans bills passed. They're not anti-trans whatever. It's just silly. Boys need to do the boys' stuff. They don't need to be in the girls' locker rooms. All this stuff matters. And there was a really good piece out about how an army of upset mothers, and they ain't a bunch of Republicans, in fact, some of the people they had videos on in this piece at Revolver News from school board meetings were black moms, brown moms, you name it. And the whole point of the story is how an army of upset moms are single-handedly destroying the left's Marxist plot on critical race theory. Because when they realize what it teaches, it's awful. Keisha King, a black mom from Florida, blasted it at one of these meetings at a school board, called it racist. She's right. She said it's racist because it not only divides the nation in two groups, oppressed and oppressor, but she said it seeks to further victimize blacks while demonizing whites. Right. It is racist and political at its core. Meanwhile, did you know that bill, by the way, that Governor Abbott signed did get watered down, but it's still good. Texas Scorecard had a piece infusing critical race theory into Fort Worth schools. You know, we've heard all these stories like the Carrollton ISD where you had the slate of candidates take over the school board over this issue because they were implementing it. Turns out Fort Worth ISD is a major, major implementer of critical race theory, and it's been in the classrooms now for years. This is a feature piece going into detail, quoting all their stuff, quoting their people. They've been teaching this racist stuff for years at Fort Worth ISD. That's a huge school district. And then there was a good piece at the Canon Online. Yes, critical race theory is taught in Texas schools by Roy Maynard. And he's talking about how in the debate programs, that's how I found out about it because, you know, I was a debater, champion debater. He goes into how debate's just been destroyed. They go into this and anyway, he helped do this stuff and teach. It's perverse and it's everywhere. It is being taught. It's being upheld and used in everything. I love this girl. I think she's so cute. Yeonmi Park, the defector from North Korea who has all the YouTube videos. Oh, I think she's cute. She's written these important books. There's a big piece out in Yahoo News. North Korean defector says even North Korea was not this nuts after attending an Ivy League school. And she finally got this country. She's real short, smart. She went to, which school did she go to? Columbia University and went here and couldn't believe. I mean, the story's amazing. She goes into how even in North Korea, they weren't this crazy and they weren't volunteering to be brainwashed. Like she mentioned, and she goes into this pronoun stuff. She said, English is my third language. I learned it as an adult. I'll mix up he or she. Now they want me to figure out whether I call them they. How the heck did I incorporate that into my sentence? She said it was chaos. It felt like the regression in civilization. Even North Korea's not nuts. North Korea was pretty crazy, but not this crazy. And she's talking about how Americans are volunteering for this stuff. It's a very interesting piece. Very interesting piece. And it's all related to this critical race theory and all the other stuff that's going on. Back in a moment.
Fred on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he and his wife visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. He added that the dental work he had done would have been about $12,000 at home, and of course that wouldn't have come with a fun vacation in which he and his wife toured volcanoes, hot springs, a nature and wildlife park, a coffee farm, a central market, and took a riverboat ride, went ziplining, and dined at some nice restaurants. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
You are in the right place at the right time for news and commentary of Texas from the right perspective. It's Robert Pratt with the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the president, former President Trump's going to have a big photo op. It will be big, international, because he's coming to the Texas-Mexico border with Governor Abbott. Reuters reported that late last night that he'll be here on June 30th to tour with the governor. Meanwhile, Midland County's joining so many others that has issued a disaster declaration over the immigration crisis. And the governor in his press conference this afternoon talked about how this border, this initial declaration of emergency along the border over the immigration crisis, how unique it is. And he pointed out this is extraordinarily unique in another way. He said the counties put this together and asked him to join their disaster declaration. That's a little bit different understanding than I think we had all had before, but that's interesting. And he held his press conference today, announced the wall, the big website where you can go give money, donate to the border wall and find out all about it. It's borderwall.texas.gov, borderwall.texas.gov. Here's what Governor Abbott had to say, and I apologize for the audio quality. They had tremendous trouble streaming this out today and really had to do a lot of enhancement to get you the audio just right and in a limited amount of time. But here's what the governor had to say about that we're going to build a wall.
But listen, we know that temporary barriers and fences won't be enough to slow the flow of the record amount of illegal immigration that's taking place. That's why today we are announcing that Texas will build a border wall in our state to help secure our border.
Governor Abbott also talked a lot about the land that we're going to get. He spoke about volunteering people, a lot of people volunteering hundreds of miles of private land that's owned. And of course, it's going to be tough because the feds have not been able to get a lot of folks to agree to destroy their riverfront property in some places very scenic for this. But apparently, and it doesn't surprise me, a lot of folks will donate land, ranchers and otherwise. And he talked about we're already having these discussions and we're in good shape with a lot of that. But he also pointed out the state of Texas gave to the federal government a tremendous amount of land to build the border wall that now Biden has stopped building. Well, so he signed a letter and had all the big, the Speaker of the House, Lieutenant Governor, everybody signed this letter they're going to send to Biden, and it's about returning Texas land so we can get the job done. Here's what he had to say on that.
I am demanding that the Biden administration immediately return to Texans land that the federal government took to build the wall. Texas will talk to those property owners about Texas using that land to build the wall. President Biden, return Texas land to Texas.
They immediately began, or the governor talked about hiring a contract manager to put this together and get quotes and figure out cost and run it all, and they all signed a document about that. He was seated with the Speaker of the House and the Lieutenant Governor and some major committee chairmen, I think the House and Senate Appropriations Committee chair people, and had a big phalanx of legislators behind him. He talked about how that Texas taxpayers have already been footing so much of the bill for the federal government's responsibility and how this legislative session actually added to that amount of money. And he talked about how that a lot is needed to stop this stuff. That, again, the border counties were having tremendous trouble with the tidal wave of illegals. This led to the first declaration of a disaster. He said there is a new disaster declaration coming that hasn't been released yet that is focused on what he was talking about last week, and that is, I guess they're doing all the legal work on this, on focused on arresting people. And he talked a lot about these, just what I predicted, that these barriers, you know, at this point we're talking about a whole bunch of barriers in given places, that then creates a no trespassing zone, especially if you know you build it with the agreement of the landowners. And then that allows us to arrest people. So we're not enforcing immigration law, but we're going to arrest them. He talked about meeting with the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. They're working with people on how we're going to house these people. Just, you know, trying to pull all the strings together on it. But that disaster declaration is forthcoming. It has not been released yet. It'll be interesting. And that, of course, is going to cause the left everywhere to flip a lid because, oh, you're arresting these poor folks. He talked about the fentanyl, the drugs, how everything's changed, how the numbers. I don't need to repeat all that because you've heard it on this show. The numbers are unbelievable, 1,000 times greater than in the same months a year ago. In people crossing that we're catching, much less the others, the drugs, the crime and everything. And he talked about the multi-state compact with Arizona and other states and inviting help, how some other states already have National Guard here. And he said other states are coming forward, Arkansas, Oklahoma, the Dakotas, others. You notice New Mexico's never mentioned. They're a bunch of leftists. But how they're talking with sending resources, and they're visiting with each state to see how they can help. And again, the big website they've put forward that'll have all the details is borderwall.texas.gov. I mentioned Midland County, KOSA, reporting today that County Judge Terry Johnson's issued a disaster declaration for all this human trafficking. Two soldiers, U.S. soldiers, face human smuggling charges for trying to transport a pair of illegal aliens through an immigration checkpoint. They were in uniform at the time of the attempt. Wow. 20-year-old Emmanuel Opengagiere and 18-year-old Ralph Gregory St. Joe tried to drive illegal immigrants through the Border Patrol checkpoint in Hebronville. They claimed to be driving from the Rio Grande Valley to San Antonio, but when agents asked why they took the detour through Hebronville, they said it was a GPS that sent them there. And anyway, they got caught. 12 migrants sent to a Texas hospital after being locked in a U-Haul near the border. Oh, wait, there's two of these stories today. Bob Price at Breitbart telling us Van Horn Border Patrol station agents received info about a human smuggling scheme involving a Dodge Journey and a U-Haul box truck. They got that from Big Bend Sector Border Patrol officials. They learned the vehicles were stopped at a local McDonald's restaurant. Agents approached, conducted a search. Opened the U-Haul cargo area, agents found 33 people locked inside. It was 10 p.m. outside and still near 100 degrees. People were almost said they were, 33 of these people were close to perishing, meaning they were close to death. How is this compassionate, you leftists? 27 found in a U-Haul in South Texas. That was over in West Texas. And this is in South Texas. That's right, on Monday in Laredo, Central South, spotted a large rental transport vehicle loaded with 27 crammed in the rear or cargo area with no ventilation or method of escape in the scorching heat. So, a lot going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And the governor announcing, of course, we're going to have private donations for the wall. The big thing is they don't know what it's going to cost. They don't know if they're going to do it. And you really think that, it's a good political point. Do you think the Biden administration is going to give Texas its land back that we gave to them? Where it's state land to build the wall? No, they'll keep that to frustrate us. But that was a big part of the governor's presser today. And they're hiring contracts managers, talking to vendors, putting everything together. We'll see. Everybody's saying we'll build it. I don't know that we'll be able to afford to, and I'm not sure that we'll be able to get enough, but it doesn't matter. What we need right now are these barriers in certain areas to help Border Patrol. It slows everybody down. Of course, the whole gambit here is to try to arrest people on state under state law and with a disaster declaration until some federal judge overturns it. We get to increase the penalties for things like trespassing or if you move the border, you know, destruction of public property and stuff like that, move it or cut it or whatever. But that's the idea right now, to frustrate it at the state level. Governor having the big presser today. Again, border, what did I tell you it is? I keep going blank. Borderwalltexas.texas.gov, I think it is. So anyway, I don't know why I forget that. Yeah, borderwall.texas.gov. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.